When We Were 64, Annual Report, 2016, Wisconsin Council of the Blind and Visually Impaired. Send me a postcard, drop me a line, stating point of view. Indicate precisely what you mean to say. From When I'm 64 by the Beatles. Greetings. 2016 brought exciting changes for the Wisconsin Council of the Blind and Visually Impaired. Founded in 1952, the council has a rich history of providing services, promoting legislation, and educating the public to uphold the dignity and independence of people in Wisconsin who are blind and visually impaired. This 64-year legacy of excellence provided a solid foundation for the council's change in governance, leadership, and development of our core values. The council's founders, 19 individuals who were blind or visually impaired, believed that the experience of blindness was key for creating an organization that could wisely and compassionately address the needs of those with vision loss. Nevertheless, recognizing that in today's world, working collaboratively with those who are sighted is beneficial in enhancing the council's mission. The Council's Board of Directors voted unanimously in 2016 to amend the Articles of Incorporation in order to allow up to 3 sighted individuals with a connection to visual impairment a chance at a seat on the board. As the board amended the articles, they also undertook the development of the Council's core values of inclusivity, uncompromising respect, and integrity. These values both highlight the Council's current practices and hold us to a high standard in all of our activities, from our mission-directed work to honoring our donors and volunteers, and to appreciating our collaborative opportunities with other organizations. The later half of 2016 saw leadership changes to the Council. As Executive Director Loretta Himmelsbach prepared for her retirement, Denise Jess joined the staff as Assistant Director with the expressed intent of it becoming CEO Executive Director. A 3-month overlap between Loretta and Denise provided a smooth transition during which Denise developed a keen understanding of the Council's daily operations. Everyone on the Council's talented staff, the dedicated Board of Directors, and our many friends and partners are proud to stand on a firm foundation of outstanding commitment and service. We continuously work collaboratively to promote a fulfilling quality of life with and for people experiencing vision loss throughout the state of Wisconsin. Warmest regards, Chris Richmond, 2016 Board Chair, and Denise Jess, CEO, Executive Director. 2016 Board of Directors. Chris Richmond, Board Chair from Janesville. Rhonda Statz, Secretary from La Crosse. Steve Johnson, First Vice President from La Crosse. Kathleen Brockman, Treasurer from Milwaukee. Other Board Members: Rundine Amasa, Milwaukee. Rosemary Goodrich, Milwaukee. Nona Graves, West Allis. Karen Heeson, Janesville. Tom Giray, Madison. Richard Johnson, Janesville. Annika Conrad, Madison. Sharon Knopf, Madison. Bruce Parkinson, Two Rivers. Chelsea Riley, Edgerton.
Dan Sipple, Eau Claire.
And Tom Peralta, Richmond Center. A creative community of inclusivity. Creating artwork is often solitary, whether carving wood, practicing music, or taking photography. It can be hard to find a sense of community. It is often uncommon for the exhibition of these same artistic mediums to be displayed at one event. Both occurred for the 5 artists who are blind and visually impaired at the Council's 2016 Gallery Night. On Friday, October 7th, 2016, artist Dan McCall, wood carving, George Wurzel, woodworking, Judith Rasmussen, ceramics, Mike Morris, photography, and Elena Santin, photography, gathered to display their art at the Council's office. Madison-based acoustic guitarist Ken Lindquist, who is also visually impaired, performed throughout the evening. Quote, providing music in conjunction with other artists who deal with visually impairments is my way of joining in community with others, says Ken. We share similar struggles and joys. I found the shared stories of fellow artists inspiring and touching. George Wurchel states that although he is blind from retinitis pigmentosa, he hasn't allowed that to stop him from pursuing the work he loves. If I had vision, I don't think I'd be a better craftsman. I want to be judged by what I do as a craftsman, not be told that I'm amazing because I can't see, he says. Participating in gallery night made Ken feel like part of the circle of a community. The council is important because it is a resource and a support mechanism for people with vision loss, and at gallery night, they brought together members of the community of artists who are visually impaired, says Ken. The council takes part in gallery night each fall in partnership with the Madison Museum of Contemporary Art. Join us on Friday, October 6th, 2017, for what is sure to be another outstanding event. By the numbers, 36,434 people served by the council in an inclusive fashion. 2,419 volunteer hours donated by our friends and supporters for advocacy, special events, mailings, meetings, publications, committee work, and outreach to affect change. 91 people received computer technology training or advice to better establish independence. 471 white canes distributed throughout Wisconsin for individuals to experience their transformational journey towards better mobility and for identification. 5,091 people received education through council-supported seminars, programs, and presentations. 1,004 council donors whose financial gifts were used with integrity. 81 low vision evaluations administered with dignity by seasoned professionals. 2,109 customers shopped our Sharper Vision store and were treated with uncompromising respect by a knowledgeable and dedicated staff. 392 rehabilitation training home visits by our Vision Services team. Financial statement, 2016 total revenue, $854,032. Fees, $39,668, 4.7%. Investments, $288,060, 33.7%. Contributions, bequests, and grants, $384,342, 45%. Sales, $141,962, 16.6%. 2016 total expenses, $1,177,208. Fundraising, $134,041, 11.3%. Management and general, $244,218, 20.8%. Low Vision Services, $477,597, 40.6%. Community Education and Advocacy, $321,352, 27.3%. The accompanying condensed financial data and graphical presentations as of and for the year ended December 31st, 2016 were derived from the consolidated statements which were audited by Smith & Gestland, LLP. The data and graphical presentation should be read in conjunction with the Wisconsin Council of the Blind and Visually Impaired's consolidated financial statements and the auditor's report. Complete copies of these statements are available upon request. Providing products with uncompromised respect. Imagine going to the movie theater and all you can see is bodies moving around on the screen, devoid of details. This is how Kathy Boatman has experienced the cinema for over the previous 6 years as she's gradually lost her eyesight. Until, that is, she purchased her pair of Max TV glasses from the Sharper Vision store. These comfortable glasses magnify objects to twice their normal size and are ideal for distance viewing. I went to see Beauty and the Beast in the theater with my family and decided to bring the glasses along, says Kathy. For the first time in 6 years, I could see the faces of the actors. I could see colors and detail. The glasses were awesome. Kathy says devices such as the color identifier have helped her regain independence and enjoy hobbies. I love solving crosswords. It's easy to find large print crossword puzzle books, but not all of them have darker print, which is easier to read. Your store has those. It's great to be able to sit down and solve a crossword puzzle again. Kathy says when she's needed assistance figuring out which devices would work best for her, store employees have been very helpful. All I have to do is ask, she says. When I leave, I'm always really excited about everything I've bought. And I'm always telling people about the neat low-vision equipment at the store. Keep up the good work. Transition with integrity. Change can bring about unanticipated anxiety for an organization, the least of which is an uncertain future. On October 1st, 2016, the council welcomed Denise Jest as its new CEO Executive Director. Communication and careful planning enabled the transition to occur while keeping the council unified to its mission and goals. The transition plan itself was designed to honor the integrity of the council, says Denise. Integrity means being honest, highly ethical, and undivided. Integrity allows us to stay centered on our mission and helps to instill trust. Leading with integrity means even in tough situations, we speak honestly and with compassion. During a three-month period, outgoing Executive Director Loretta Himmelsbach and Denise worked closely together. Denise's role started as Assistant Director with the expectation that she would become the CEO Executive Director upon Loretta's retirement on September 29th. The overlapping period allowed Denise the opportunity to learn the council's policies, routines, and rhythms while being able to consult with Loretta. It also allowed her time to transition from my role as a board officer to a paid leadership position. I'm glad about how we did the transition, says Board Chair Chris Richman. I think it was seamless. There weren't any problems in communication or gaps in leadership. Leaving a lasting legacy. The Wisconsin Council of the Blind and Visually Impaired established the Legacy Circle for those who have named the council in their will or as a beneficiary of a planned gift. The Legacy Circle honors those who have chosen to make a gift which will benefit recipients of the council services long into the future. Planned gifts perpetuate your values long beyond your lifetime. Stewarding these gifts so that future generations of people with vision loss will be served with uncompromising respect has been and continues to be a priority. Every estate gift to which we are entrusted is handled with integrity so as to preserve the values of the person who gifted it to us. Thank you to the following people who have notified the council of their intent to make a gift from their estate. Ellen Bewick, Kathleen Brockman, Ray Cubberly, Anonymous, Loretta Himmelsbach, Anonymous, Steve Johnson, Esther Lovelace, Stan Nelson, Anonymous, Arnold and Alice Tucker, Scott and Beverly Verhaeghe, Chris and Teresa Zinchenko. Thank you to the following organizations and individuals who generously supported the Council's work in 2016. Your financial gifts have changed lives throughout Wisconsin. All our donor names are listed in our annual report at www.wcblind.org. We gratefully received bequests from Lorraine Bowen, Fiona Calder, Harold Clark, Zellerine Field, Emil Hunkel, and Claremont Jackson. We received gifts in memory of Kenneth Bauman, Nellie Burgett, Jerry Beaver, Eva Jo Blanche, Stefan Bobush Sr., Mike Bolowig, Lorraine Bowen, Joanne Brown, Elaine Brown, Rose Colley, Francis Kernick, Paul Kuka, Shirley Diedrich, Jean Erlewine, Eleanor Ebert, William English, Beryl Flighty, Eleanor Garbleman, Robert Goetz, Phyllis Gorski, Lester Hayen Sr., Glenn Hartman, Ida Hoffland, Shirley Egerns, James Jensen, Daryl Kangas, William Carl, Sandra Kolotsky, Lois Cruz, Daryl Kirch, Russ LaFrance, Minna Lan, Eldon and Ellen Lurer, Lester Loken, Jackie McCauley, Jackie Mathis, James McCarthy, Agnes Meyer, Ely Myers, Stan Nelson, Herman Olson, Kay Olson, Ray Olstead, Steve Potratz, Proaski Protuman Tong, Beverly Radke, June Redders, Mary Jane Reese, Judson Schiebel, Otto Schleiter, Bobby Schlur, Marie Sharp, Nancy Shermo Denton, Dolores Smith, Albert Smithback, Elizabeth Stansney, Evelyn Steer, Don Stiegman, Michael Stolper, Stella Stone Bervin, Donald Strasser, Agnes Stufen, Melvin Thiel, Grace Verhagen, Joyce Vogt, Rosemary Ward, and Jess Will Jr. We received gifts in honor of Sarah Elizabeth Bowen, Marcy Belster, Brenda Brubacker, David Buchholz, Tim Davis, Diane Ferkel, Alvin Freemark, Loretta Himmelsbach, Phil Ingwell, Denise Jess, Sylvia Johnson, Mary Laurie, Bennett Lehman, Willie McCarville, Carolyn Nierhoff, Brent Perzentka, Leon Rosen, Elaine Rontree, Pat Rum, Ann Salzar, Sheboygan Evening Lions Club, Kate Seaskirt, Margaret Somers, Amy Wirf, Bernice Wurst, and June Zimmerman. Grant funding and sponsorship were given by Adaptive Technology Resources, Alliant Energy Foundation, Associated Bank, Anonymous, Courier Foundation, Enhanced Division, Gary Goyke and Associates, Greater Milwaukee Foundations, Carla and Alma S. Greelock Fund, Catherine and Walter Lindsay Foundation, William R. and Lois J. Phelps Fund, Industries for the Blind, Inc., Madison Gas and Electric Foundation, Anonymous, Smith and Jesslyn, Vanda Pharmaceuticals, and the Vogel Foundation. The mission of the Wisconsin Council of the Blind and Visually Impaired is to promote the dignity and independence of people in Wisconsin who are blind and visually impaired by providing services, advocating legislation, and educating the general public.